Teachability Index. How teachable are you? You're all becoming apprentices. You're all getting a mentor. And it's not me. I'm just the messenger of the information. Not an individual mentor. Later, as we set up things, which I may touch on later this weekend, you may have the ability to have a personal mentor and be an apprentice to somebody who is a master, one-on-one. But that's not going to be available to everybody because not everybody qualifies. Not everyone has a high teachability index. I remember one time I was in a lecture with our group, and I was sitting there, and I thought, because we go up and down, by the way, in our teachability index, because we're like a sponge. You know, we get a lot of information, and when our sponge gets full, we can't take any more in, and we stop being teachable. Do you understand that? So even if you have a super high teachability index right now, in 3 hours, your teachability index may go down, because you may be overwhelmed, which is why I'm putting this on CD, so you can listen over and over again. Because, you know, you have to be able to absorb information. And when you're overwhelmed and you're processing all this new data, you stop being teachable. So, willingness to learn. What is your willingness to learn? And what is your willingness to accept change? And I remember one time when I started, I was super high in both of those categories. And after a while, I was absorbing. But I wasn't using the information. And therefore, I couldn't take any more in. And I remember I was sitting there in a room, and a guy at the front of the room says to me, he says, we had a group of people there, he says, I'm going to teach a two-day seminar. And I was sitting in Boston, Massachusetts at the time, where I was living. And he said, I'm going to teach a seminar. This is back in the 80s, early 80s. He said, I'm going to teach a seminar, and the seminar I'm going to teach you how to make $1 million a year without ever leaving your house. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm definitely going to that seminar. He says, it's going to be in Los Angeles, California. And I said, I ain't going to that seminar. And he says, it's $5,000. This is back in the 80s. He says, it's $5,000. And I said, I'm definitely ain't going to that seminar. And that's what I'm thinking to myself. And he said, now for some of you in the room, going to Los Angeles is too far, and $5,000 is too much money. So you won't go to the seminar. And that's why you'll always be a loser. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, wow, my willingness to learn just went down because I wasn't willing to invest the time, travel that distance, and invest that type of money to learn this information. My willingness to learn went down. And because I had been so slapped across the face a million times about teachability index, I knew that my teachability index was off. And I was stuck. Because if you ain't teachable, if you ain't growing, you're dying. You never stay at the place you're at. You're actually going backwards. And I thought, I'm not teachable. So I said, I'm going. And I changed instantly my willingness to learn. It went back up to a 10, and I focused on my teachability index so that my willingness to learn was a 10, which means I was willing to invest, give up things, invest time and money, and give things up. Willingness to learn, and my willingness to accept change, which means I was willing to listen and change and do things different. And the information I learned in that seminar, I didn't make $1 million the next year. I made $2.5 million the next year, and actually in only 8 months, without ever leaving the house, the information I learned. And by the way, I wasn't the top earner from that seminar, which really annoyed me because I thought I was the person with the highest teachability index, but obviously there was some other people that were even higher than me. So what's your teachability index? What's your willingness to learn on a scale of 1 to 10? What's your willingness to accept change? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to invest in money? What are you willing to invest in time? And what is your willingness to accept change? Are you willing to do things different? Are you willing to do things different? And are you willing to think differently? That's the question. We're going to take a short break. For those of you on the CD, this is the end of this CD. We'll see you at the next CDs. And for those of you here, we'll see you in a few minutes.